This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 390 for Friday, May 10th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was higher Friday, finding support from a rally in Chicago soy oil. Chart-based speculative buying ahead of the weekend was a feature as the nearby technical trends point higher. Canola up 8 to over $10, July up $9.50 at $660.80 per ton. Monthly USDA supply demand estimates included the agency's first balance sheets for the 2024-25 crop, with updates to South American production estimates also released. The numbers were somewhat bearish for soybeans, but the soy complex managed to climb higher anyways. European rapeseed was also stronger, while Malaysian palm oil posted small losses. Recent rains across Western Canada have helped improve moisture conditions in many areas, and that did temper the upside in canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, despite a relatively neutral to bearish supply-demand report. Soybeans up 10 cents in the July contract at $12.19 per bushel. The USDA forecast U.S. soybean production to hit 4.45 billion bushels in the upcoming crop year. That would be the second largest crop on record. U.S. soybean ending stocks are forecast at 445 million bushels, well above trade estimates and the 340 million bushel carryout expected for the current marketing year. The government agency did lower its call on Brazil's soybean crop now at 154 million tons, but that's still above average trade estimates, with new crop soybean production in the South American country forecast at 169 million tons. Corn, it's higher, the July contract up 13 cents at 4.69 per bushel. U.S. corn production for the upcoming growing season was forecast at about 14.9 billion bushels, which would be down from the 15.3 billion bushels grown the current marketing year. The carryout is expected to grow to 2.1 billion bushels from about 2 billion this year, but both those numbers were slightly below trade guesses, accounting for the support in corn. Wheat futures higher across the board, supported by ongoing weather concerns in Russia, where recent frosts and dryness has cut into production prospects. Minneapolis spring wheat up 16 cents in July at 7.20 per bushel. Kansas City 21 cents higher in the July contract at 6.73 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 26 cents in July at 6.63 per bushel. U.S. wheat production was forecast to hit 1.86 billion bushels in 2024, up by about 46 million bushels on the year. Projected wheat ending stocks at 766 million bushels would be up from 688 million this year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 10th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.